This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
We have some areas of concern if you're heading on I-70 eastbound. Both eastbound and westbound, I-70 is closed from Kit Carson to the Kansas border because of blizzard conditions there. We've also got chain laws in effect right now in Summit County, I-70 east and westbound between Frisco and Georgetown. So keep an eye on that. Also, Lewis Palmer School District 38, everyone's sleeping in today. No school there. Our other top story, CDOT warning drivers this morning about the commute, mainly to the north and to the south. CDOT says that winter storm warning and advisories have been issued for much of Colorado, although in Colorado Springs proper, we have very, very cold conditions, very windy, but not a lot of snow. Elsewhere, certain highways impacted because of the snow, and you are being warned across the state, in particular blizzard warnings issued for the Palmer Divide between Colorado Springs and Denver. We've got very slow traffic there. I-70 Mountain Corridor, as we mentioned, commercial vehicle drivers are urged to follow chain and traction laws. Eastern Plains, while snow accumulations may be minimal on the plains, strong winds are creating those low visibility conditions. And eastbound commercials and passenger vehicle along I-70 and I-76 out of Denver, strongly discouraged today. And those winds will be with us all the way through 11 o'clock this morning. We're going to see gusts up to about 36 miles per hour. In other news, fewer cars are being stolen across Colorado. Paige Reynolds has more.
New numbers reveal nearly 33,000 thefts last year compared to more than 41,000 in 2022. While it is staggering, it shows an even bigger progress. The state once led the nation in stolen vehicles, including a 98% increase over a five-year period. The rate now at 62%. Officials say thieves are mostly after Hyundai Elantra cars and Chevrolet Silverado trucks. Paige Reynolds, KRDO News Radio.
We may have had our share of snow recently, but it appears Colorado is in for a hot and dry summer. That's thanks to rain slowing down in late spring. Forecasters at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration sharing their spring outlook and projections. It shows the state's precipitation for April, May, and June leaning toward wetter than average conditions in the north, but slightly drier than average in the south. Experts point out while the winter snowpack is in good shape, the summer could renew drought concerns, especially in parts of the Rocky Mountains and Great Plains. There's a new investigation unfolding into the UCCS tragedy. The university has hired an attorney along with former mayor John Southers, who also used to be a prosecutor. The two will look into how last month's double murder at UCCS was handled. The update comes after days after a judge ruled that the suspect can be evaluated to see if he's competent to stand trial. Nicholas Jordan is accused of shooting his roommate and a woman in a dorm room hours after asking to withdraw from school. This new review may lead to changes on campus as students continue petitioning for more security.
The 5th Congressional District race is starting to take shape in El Paso County. A Republican assembly was held on Saturday night in Colorado Springs, where former state representative Dave Williams gained the support of 70 delegates. He'll face Jeff Crank in June's primary. State Senator Bob Gardner is confident he'll make the ballot too after his signatures are verified. The assembly of Democrats is April 6th. This is all to find a replacement for Congressman Doug Lamborn, who is retiring after 20 years in office. 6 people looking for a new place to live after their home went up in flames. A fire broke out yesterday afternoon in Colorado Springs at a duplex and then spread next door near Dublin Boulevard and Vista del Tierra Drive. The department posted a video of that fire on Facebook. Says 4 units were heavily damaged along with the wind. Crews had to deal with a compromised gas line to evacuate neighbors to make sure that they were safe. And finally this morning, the children are getting a chance to learn how to protect themselves. The Calvary Family Martial Arts and Fitness Center is offering free classes next month. This is for military families and parents of local elementary school students. The chief instructor says every kid deserves to know what should they do should anyone ever try to take them. He and his wife started that program to teach critical self-defense moves and tactics.
Windy and cold for your Monday with periods of snow. The heaviest snow is going to be to our north across the Palmer Divide and again south of Pueblo. But winds may gust this afternoon anywhere from 30 to 50 miles an hour, especially east of the I-25 corridor. Chilly today with highs in the mid-30s, Colorado Springs, 42 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.